The Soul of Discretion by Susan Hill, read by Stephen Pacey. Jess Honeywell's baby woke for a feed at 4. She picked him up out of his crib and moved the curtain aside briefly to look out at the night. Starry, with a big moon. A front bedroom light was on a few doors down. Another wakeful baby. She and Katie Green sometimes chanced to look out at the same time, and then they'd wave, sharing the small hours of new babies. They had propped one another up through pregnancy and the first weeks, and went on doing so now, meeting almost every day, walking their buggies together, swapping notes. It had made all the difference. St. Luke's Road was in the grid of small Victorian terraced houses known as the Apostles, friendly, neighbourly, and near to the shops, coffee bars, and restaurants of Lafferton's centre. They were lucky, Jess thought as she dropped the curtain, even if the houses were small. She hated the idea of being stuck out in the sticks, even with bigger rooms and a garden, but no life nearby and needing a car to get you anywhere. They couldn't afford a car. Matt walked to work. The green bedroom was in darkness, the moon shining on quiet pavements. But as she turned, Jess thought she saw something move. Turned back and lifted the curtain again. No, trick of the light. Nothing. And then her hand went to her mouth. Noah was grizzling himself back to sleep, but she barely noticed. Matt was hard to wake, and when he did, he stumbled out of bed, assuming he had to pick up the baby, and was almost able to do so in his sleep. He came awake fully as Jess shook his arm.
What? You've been dreaming.
No. Matt, go down. Go out there. I was not dreaming. You've got to go.
Noah cried again as her voice rose. She picked him up and sat on the edge of the bed, putting him to the breast and gesturing to Matt to hurry. It was not that he refused to believe her, just that he was still not fully awake, and he felt foolish, standing half-dressed and in slippers, looking up and down St. Luke's Road and seeing nothing, nothing at all. But she had been wide awake, and he knew that she thought she had seen. And then he saw.